First of all, have you enjoyed the last couple of days? Have you enjoyed the last couple of days?
Yeah, it's been great. It's been great seeing people from all over the country and beyond coming and joining in and sharing ideas. I really love events like this because I think just the diversity of people meeting, you'll always get brilliant results and meet new people and new contacts that you might use elsewhere.
It's quite a difference then from yesterday's programme to today. Today we're on the World Cafe. Can you tell us a little bit about what that means and what's been happening?
So the World Cafe is a tried and tested approach of doing mass participation, basically. So we've got around 200 people in the room and we want everyone to have a voice. We really strongly believe that the solutions to people being able to claim their human rights in relation to mental health in Scotland resides within the room. People have the knowledge, people have the skills. It's just about getting that out of people and giving people a way to talk about it. So the idea of a conversation cafe is a cafe is somewhere that you go to relax, to chill out, and quite often you might end up having conversations that you wouldn't normally have. Perhaps you bump into someone that you know, or you meet a stranger and you just start talking. And it's the idea of natural conversation being semi-structured so we can try and get really good ideas about people. So the way that we've done that today is we're taking a four-step approach. So first of all, we looked at what's working in relation to mental health and human rights, what strengths do we have, and we've got a table of eight, and at each table we've got a table host who helps facilitate the discussion. And we ask one question and people discuss it. They might write it down on the pieces of paper on the table, might do drawings. I think that's a real strength of World Cafe approach, is that people don't have to speak. Not everyone feels comfortable talking, even in a small group. People can doodle, and actually often the pictures can be really, really powerful when it's something quite complex that words maybe can't express or it's difficult to express. So the first stage was that, thinking about the strengths. We then looked at, okay, well, what are the barriers? What's getting in the way of us claiming our human rights? And again, we changed the table so everyone was at a different table. And the final stage, which is the most important stage, is saying, well, okay, we know the strengths. We know what we've got. We know the barriers. We know what's difficult, what we need to change, what's not working. And the hardest bit, how do we change that? What do we do now? What are our solutions to these problems that we've come up with? So we've just done a session on that before lunch, and that was great. There were some really, really good ideas, really specific things that people individually, collectively, or as an organisation can be doing to claim human rights.
So what will happen with that information after today?
So we'll gather that up. So there's three organisations that are principally running this, Vox, SRN and CME, and we'll gather that up and analyse that and then hopefully be putting it out there to take some action on some of the things that we've decided upon. But the most important thing is that the priorities that we go forwards with are the priorities that people decide in the room today.
Thank you.
Yes. Could you give me just a brief, what I'm looking for is a structure. Because if you give me a quick structure for the day, then it helps the structure to film about okay. it as well. So it's just what differentiated the first half hour of the event from, you know, the hour before lunch. Because I know there was a proper structure in place. It wasn't as haphazard as it looks if you're just looking at shots of
yeah.
tables and people saying, you know, things about mental health.
Okay. So the structure. So the structure of the day is that we started off thinking about the strengths. In day one of the conference, we heard loads of really interesting things about human rights, loads of really interesting discussions were had, debates, learning about all different things that are going on in Scotland in various sectors. And we're synthesising all that knowledge today and really thinking about, from what we know, what are the strengths? And that was the first thing that we did today. Everyone came and sat down at a table and used the pens and used their voices to discuss what are the strengths in relation to human rights? What have we already got that's working? Once we'd done that, we changed tables. Everyone got up, moved to a different table with people that they didn't know. And then they then talked about, well, we know what the strengths are. What's the flip side of that? What are the barriers? What are the things that get in the way of us claiming our human rights? And again, had some really good conversations around that. And then the third part was to talk about, well, what can we do about it. So if we know what's wrong and if we know what's working, how do we build on these things and how do we get solutions? And we've just done a bit of that before lunch, just to get people thinking. Hopefully people have continued that conversation over lunchtime, and then after lunch we're going to go back in and we're going to have another more focused session. We will decide on our priorities, what we're going to take forwards.
Yeah,
absolutely. It's very, very purposeful. I've been hanging out in the art room for a couple of times during the 2 days, and it's really interesting. And I've always noticed and really said there's something very powerful about using art, and something about doing something with your fingers or with your hands that kind of frees up your mind. And actually some of the best conversations of the day have been had in that room, because people are free and feel more relaxed. Not everyone does well in a room full of 200 people with a microphone. Quite often there's some really, really good gems of knowledge in there. And also we wanted to make it fun. You don't want to come to a conference, sit for 2 days listening to PowerPoints, not have your voice heard, not have a chance to have fun. We wanted to make sure it was as participative as possible, but also that it was fun and that people had loads of different ways to express their voice and loads of different ways to be heard.
So the piano in the corner?
Yep, that's part of it as well.
I was just going to say, the other thing I noticed when I was talking to people, they weren't all very serious and policy-minded. Some of them said, I don't know about that, but I've just met somebody who likes the same author that I like. Just started talking about that, or a philosopher they just read, and it seemed that forming friendships was just as important as
A lot of what we're talking about, and particularly at CME, when we see stigma and discrimination, a lot of the ways that you break down barriers around that is through social contact, and we feel that social contact is really, really important. And within the mental health community, we feel that making connections, sharing good practice, making friendships, getting to know one another in ways that we maybe wouldn't before is a really, really valuable thing and can only make us stronger.
Yeah.